kind in the next 3 guys?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. If I guess the only thing we do know is that if there is going to be a roster change, it would have to be before Sunday because I believe there's a rule, as you guys probably know, there's a minimum of 7 games played to make postseason. So I guess common sense would dictate that if you're going to make one, you better make it soon.
So we know he's in town. We know that the deadline
is... Who's in town?
John.
Brown.
Can you tell us what the issue is with the Russian club at the moment, given the turmoil they're having in Russia? Is it an easy thing to try and get done, or is it really difficult to try and get
clearance
in this moment?
I have no idea, to be honest. And I'm not just saying that. There's enough to worry about as a coach, especially getting ready for two tough teams in 3 days. There's just one of those things that I don't choose to worry about, personnel or roster or contracts. I couldn't tell you what the salary cap is in the league right now. I couldn't tell you what any of our guys make. I'm sure I'll do some of that stuff in the off season when we're getting ready for next year, but couldn't answer that question truthfully.
The ice pack looks quite big on Michael Frazier's hamstring. Is there any sort of injury out there you can tell us? Have we seen the last of it in a while?
I don't know. I mean, like you guys said, there's all kinds of rumors and speculations and stuff out there, so there's no point in denying that there's rumors, and Mike's got 2 ears and 2 eyes, and he sees and hears all the stuff too. So we were just speaking. He's not able to play this week anyway because of his injury. So there's no gray area there for planning for the games. I just commended him on his professionalism through all this. It's got to be tough to be mentioned in rumors and things like that and hearing that and trying to play through it. So I thought he's done a great job being professional through all of it. His teammates have been great. And it's a tough situation for anybody. So he's done a good job. And all we really know, like I said, is that if there's any truth to the rumors, we'll know by Sunday. And if there's no truth to the rumors, we'll know by Sunday. So just encourage them to hang in there and keep rehabbing his leg and be ready to go as soon as he can.
At any stage in the last 10 days, has he come to you seeking any clarity on his situation or the rumors that you've mentioned?
No, I mean, he hasn't come to me, but I think the least I can do as a coach or any coach can do is be honest with the players and people that are working with the team on anything. I've always believed that, you know, a lot of teams, they put their hand into the huddle and say, you know, 1, 2, 3 family, or they say we're a family. And I think the biggest thing about being in a family is you got to be honest with each other, whether it's positive or negative stuff you're talking about. And that's not just this situation, it's anything. So I'm no John Wooden or Brian Gorgian or whoever you want to put out there, Lindsey Gaze, but I think I do owe it to whoever is involved with the team to always be honest and not to leave it for them to come looking for me for answers. And that's just what I try to do, keep communication going.
The rumors of him, there was a photo taken of him in the car park, John Brown in the car park the other day. So it's a little bit more than rumors when he's actually parking out at the front. It reports to be trained with one-on-one with you guys as well. So those elements of it, is that harder to deal with rather than just the rumors for Michael?
You ever see Usual Suspects, the movie? No, look that one up, Kaiser Soze. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say. If you saw someone in the parking lot, then he was probably there. If you've spent any time with this John Brown character, I guess you know him better than I do. The only John Brown I've ever dealt with is the pub back home, John Brown's Grill, on Victoria Row in Charlottetown. I've seen the John Brown you're referring to play on TV. I don't know what to say. I can keep going around and around. I don't know what's going on with any negotiations, and I don't know how the process works. And it's easier for me just to stay out of it because I got a lot of stress worrying about how to deal with, Steindl and Majette and all those other guys, McIntosh, Adams. Plus the Sydney guys who have kicked our butts twice that we play on Sunday. So that's what I'm worried about right now.
One of the reasons why it's so intriguing in this situation is that in the past you would know, or the coach would know, but you've got Danny now here. So it's a different structure to what we've had in the past. So for the coach to not be the one doing it is unique. Is that one of the reasons why it's been set up this way, to allow for you just to coach, and that way Danny can do all the other stuff that's around it?
I mean, I hope so. That's, I wouldn't want him to do his job too. It's hard enough to do my job. So yeah, I guess that's why it's set up. And Danny's done a great job with the roster, in my opinion. And if he chooses to make a move and the ownership's in favor of it, then they got my support too. It's just like with injuries. Like, you tell me who we got, and I'll plan my best to put a game plan together and get the guys ready to play that are able to play. So personnel, injuries, I look at it both the same. It's not in my control. And if they ask for an opinion, I'll give it to them. But otherwise, that's their job, and I trust them.
You can say, Taylor, you haven't met John Brown in WA.
Have I met him in WA?
Yeah.
We're on the Tasmania. I'm only here so I don't get fined. Marshall Falk.
You say you've seen this John Brown guy. Like.
Sounds fake. Like, my aunt was named Mary Smith, and no one believed her when she traveled her passport.
What do you like about his game?
Whose game?
About your good friend John Brown.
Well, I do try to watch a lot of EuroLeague, honestly, because, you know, it's a place you can look to learn things, and I've seen that team play. He's got plays a lot of energy, plays good defense, just the stuff that you can see. You know, if you Google anybody, there's going to be information about them, clips about them. So, yeah, he's good. The John Brown that plays for Unix is a great defender, plays a great energy, and it's a good team player.
Would it be nice to be able to call him the John Brown who plays for the Perth Wildcats?
Sure, but it's also nice to say Michael Frazier plays for the Perth Wildcats. I think Mike's done a good job. He's been under a lot of pressure. I think he's been feeling this heat for a long time. And if Mike's back healthy playing with us, I'm sure he's going to have a lighter feet because of this weight will be off his shoulders. So I'll just be happy for him to get some things clarified and get his name out of the rumor mill.
How do you avoid becoming a distraction for the rest of the group this game?
Cut out the media sessions would be one way to do it, because when I go into practice or team meeting or film, no one asks me about it. No one cares. Everyone's just ready to do their work. I understand why people ask outside of the gym, but again, like, we wouldn't be doing our job in there if we let things like this distract us. So it's all about, what are we working on? Who are we preparing for? What's the best way to go about it? And then how can we get ourselves ready to play at our highest level on Thursday evening?
What do you have to do to fight that
battle? Well, for one thing, Tasmania, much like New Zealand, they move the ball really fast. They have a lot of good actions. They're really well coached. They have a lot of similarities. Probably difference between Tassie and New Zealand is, with Magne out, Tasmania is more or less skilled in the front court. Doesn't really affect what we do too much. We have to be playing at their pace, staying solid, so we can try and control the possession defensively as long as possible without giving them an advantage, and then trying to do our best to block out and get defensive rebounds so we can run.
Is Mitch Norton healthy enough to play?
I don't expect Mitch to be playing. I'm not sure if there's been an official ruling, but usually if a guy doesn't practice in full today, then he, you know, is unlikely for tomorrow.
And is Kev White fit enough after the amount of time he's been away to come straight back in and play minutes?
Yeah, Kev will be good to go. So I believe the last time we played Tassie, Mitch was hurt for one game. So it'll be a very similar lineup that we had last time we saw them.